on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, so we're into hour number three. Nice to have you here. I'm Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California. Great to be with you on this Tuesday. All right, changing up from the NBA. Let's go to the NFL. We are joined right now by an outside linebacker for the Miami Dolphins. He is now entering his sixth NFL season. You might recall he was selected with the fifth pick overall in 2018 out of NC State by the Broncos. He is a two-time Pro Bowler, coming off a year where he had 8 sacks. He had 5 tackles for loss last season. The Dolphins are opening up the year at the Chargers on September 10th. We are joined by Bradley Chubb. Bradley, it's good to have you on. How are you?
What's going on? It's good to be on the show.
It's good to have you on the show. So talk to me for a minute about your offseason. How did it treat you? For instance, other than like general maintenance and training, did you do anything interesting or different to reset yourself for the coming season?
Nothing typically like too out of the ordinary, man. I took a couple of vacations with the family. Got to it, of course, on the training aspect of it. But I feel like the vacations and just being able to take some downtime to take a step back and breathe and reflect on season and look forward to the new season was much needed, though, for sure.
Hey, Bradley, can you, like, when you go with the family and you kind of step out, can you really just shut it down mentally, check out, and not think football, or is it always in the back of your mind?
Honestly, I could shut down and check out. Like, it's like probably February and March. End of February, beginning of March, I kind of completely shut down. Don't think about it. Don't even think about a play call or anything that happened during the season. And then as soon as I like kind of get back into really ramping it up, then I start being more football specific on how I'm working out and what I'm working on. And so then it starts to come creep back into your mind at that point. But for a good month, though, I'm locked in with just the family, just everything else going on in life.
Makes sense to me, right? Like, you want your body to recover, but you want your mind to recover too. Bradley Chubb
Exactly. Joining
us. So Denver traded you to Miami on November 1st. I'm curious, what was your initial reaction to that trade? And then what was it like to learn a new defense and build new relationships in the middle of a season?
My reaction to the trade at first was, you know, a little sad, you know, because you want to be with the team that drafted you. For as long as you play, you want to do things there. You want to win Super Bowls there. You want to do all that stuff there. So when I realized my time there was cut short of all that, it kind of hit me like, man, it doesn't last forever. You know what I mean? You got to take advantage of every opportunity you get. And that was one that kind of, I feel like I still had some left in the tank, but it's all good because I ended up getting, like you said, traded to Miami and, just the players off rip, man, were just, very welcoming, very, loving, caring, everything you need from your teammates. And learning the defense was kind of hard at first, you know, because you used to playing the defense for 3-4 years at a time, and you kind of know the ins and outs of that defense, and then having to pick up and learn whole new vocabulary, whole new terminology, whole new scheme and everything. It was a little hard, but like I said, with the help of my teammates, man, it was easier to pick up.
You know, it's a really honest response. I would imagine also it does help, and it makes it a little bit easier when you find an organization that wants you so badly, right? I mean, you're not there very long
right.
before you realize, hey, now, they not only want me, they want to build around me, and they're going to offer me a big, fat contract, $110 million. You know, when you find out that that's how much they want you, all of a sudden does that feel like, you know what, it's going to be fine. This is where I do want to be.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, because it's like, okay, they obviously want me here. They obviously want, like you said, want to build around me here. So, you don't get every opportunity for your whole life. You know what I mean? So you just got to make sure you make the most out of each opportunity. And this was an opportunity that presented itself tenfold. And I'm just excited to be here now.
Yeah, business is funny, right? Because things start to come around. Like, being in Miami means you're also reunited with a guy who I think is an incredible defensive coach in former Broncos head coach Vic Fangio. What was it like to play for him initially? And from, you know, a football standpoint, a player standpoint, what makes this guy so special, so different?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say initially, man, it was just different, man, because he was a head coach. He had to control the whole team. Yeah, we still had the defensive scheme. Yeah, we still had defensive meetings with him, but he was in charge of the whole team. So, like, that player-coach relationship was probably a little different, or, you know what I mean? It wasn't how it is now. And now he's a DC. It's kind of like a refreshing start for him and me. And, man, we get to just, like you said, see how great he is as a coordinator when he's simply just focusing on straight defense and all the playmakers and guys we had in our defensive room. It's just going to be special, man. I'm excited to get back with him, man, and like you said, he's one of the best football minds out here. So just being able to pick his brain and see where he's at, see where you're at, it goes a long way.
Hey, Bradley, how much of his greatness is about scheme and his football mind, and then how much of it is just personally? Like that guy will get into you now, but in a fair way, right? Just to hold you accountable. So how much of it is about scheme, and how much of it is about his personality?
I'd say about 50-50, you know, because the scheme, you put us in the right position to make the plays. And like you said, he doesn't even yell at you. He doesn't even get into you like nothing crazy, but it's just that. That tone he has, and you know what he expects. So when he tells you something, you listen. Everybody listens, and he'll call you out in front of the whole defense, just so everybody is on the same page on what you got to be doing. So like that part right there pushes you, it holds you accountable with your teammates, with him, and with yourself. So it just allows, like I said, everybody to be on that same page, everybody to play fast, and understand that we need all 11 on that field. It's not just a one man show. All 11 is going to make the thing go.
Bradley Chubb is joining us. All right, so you mentioned that he was head coach. He's now at D.C. As long as we're talking about head coaches, I think Mike McDaniel, to me, is like one of the most fascinating dudes in the league. And I say that, Bradley, as somebody who's never even spoken to this dude, and I'm completely fascinated by the guy. What's he like to play for? And then generally, what's he like as a dude?
He's dope to play for, man. It's just funny because all the things you see on social media and stuff like that is – it's just, that's just him, you know what I mean? He's just a dude. Like, we joke and say his team meetings are just an hour long of him speaking what's on his mind. It might not make the most sense, but you know what I'm saying? You're going to get everything that's on his mind at that day, that time. So, and then, I mean, he's one of the, like I said, the best dudes out there, man. He cares for the players, man. He wants to make sure that each opportunity you're on the field, you're getting the most out of it. He doesn't like wasted reps. He doesn't like wasted days. And like that, just that culture and that mindset goes. It trickles down from the top guy to the last guy, and everybody's on that same page. And you love to play for dudes like that who just keep it real with you, who don't sugarcoat anything, and leave everything out there to how it is, and not to be guessing or how does this guy feel about me or how is this. You know, you expected the greatness every day, and that's what you expect. So it's dope.
Bradley, I've never met a guy, I've never met an athlete. I've done this a long, long time. I've never met an athlete who didn't just say, hey, man, no matter what, I can take bad news. I don't want bad news, man, but just be real. Just be straight. Just shoot me straight. Just be real, and I can handle that. But when you have a young guy like that, how much better is it that he's not that old school guy that's just beating dudes into the ground? Does it help keep things fresh and upbeat and fast, and does that help?
Yeah, 100%, man. Like I said, like you just never know what to expect from him. You know, you never know if he's feeling good that day. He might throw you a bone as a team, or you might go out there and work probably the hardest you ever worked in the seat, in the heat, in the sun, and all that. So he keeps it fresh, keeps it lively around. Got different sayings and stuff each and every week. It's dope just to see how he commands a room and how he everybody goes out there and just plays for him.
Talking to Bradley Chubb for a few more moments. Bradley, what about Tua? He's coming off a really challenging season due to his concussion issues. He's been back on the field in OTAs. How does he look to you right now? How does he seem?
He looks great to me right now, man. Not going to lie to you. He seems high-spirited like he always is when I first got here. Like I said, he's one of those people that just a great guy to be around. So you hope the best for him in everything he does and stuff like that. So I feel like he's looking good, feeling good. So I'm expecting him to have a big year this year. I'm excited for him.
Hey, let me ask you this. Like, you're taught from a very early age, availability is your best ability, but, you know, like, grind it out. Concussions are different, man. That's not what that is. That's why there's a protocol in place. Every player is going to have to ultimately weigh the risks and the rewards of playing such a violent sport, right? Everybody's going to make their own decision. I know it's for everybody. If it were you and you were dealing with something like that, how would you process it? How would you go about making that decision of whether or not to play?
I was processing about just getting around my family, man, praying about it, trusting the doctors who do this for a living, and just making sure I get 4, 5, 6 opinions on it. You know what I'm saying? Just making sure that I'm gonna be good no matter what happens. And yeah, it's hard. Yeah, one doctor might say one thing, one might say another thing. It's probably just getting the best overall synopsis from everybody. And like I said, praying on it, keeping the people you have close to you, respecting their opinions about it, and at the end of the day, knowing how you feel yourself, like being confident with everything that you got going on, and understanding how serious it is. And so, like I said, you just got to make that decision through a lot of things, man. So I feel like he made that decision. He's pushing whatever he needs to do and focusing all his energy on being the best quarterback for us. So I'm right there behind them 100%.
I get that. Bradley Chubb joining us. So before you go, the AFC East, that's a different deal now, right? You've got the Bills, who you played in the postseason last year. The Jets had Aaron Rodgers. You got plenty trying to throw dirt on Bill Belichick and the Pats, but the guy does have six rings. How would you compare life in the AFC East to the way it was when you were in the AFC West?
To be honest, man, like kind of preseason expectations from this year and last year, it's honestly the same, man. We got Russell Wilson, and then the Raiders got Devontae Adams, and like a lot of playmakers were coming into the division. So like that preseason hype, all that, it kind of feels the same, man. Everybody's excited, everybody's running around, but we want to make sure that we're the last team playing at the end of the season and holding up that trophy. So all the stuff, preseason stuff, doesn't matter right now, man, with the names and stuff. But it's cool just to have that competition and understanding that if we want to do, like you said, hold the trophy up at the end of the year, then we got to take care of business in the East first.
Hey, Bradley, one last topic. You're part of the sports scene in South Florida now. How hyped are you on the Miami Heat? And do you think they're going to finish the Celtics tonight?
Man, not even just the Heat. The Panthers, too, man. They both playing out of their minds right now.
You are right, dude.
Yeah, it's dope down here in South Florida when it comes to sports. But yeah, I think the Heat close out tonight, man. I'm a big fan of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I like the way they play the game, but the way the Heat playing, man, they playing inspired basketball, man. So I'm excited to see them battle it out for Game 4 tonight.
Hey, really quickly, as a high-level athlete, you're right. You mentioned Brown and Tatum. Look, these guys, I'm going to argue, the Celtics are more talented. They just are. On paper, they're more talented. But, man, the culture and the toughness of the Heat. Have you ever seen a team in any sport that had better culture than the Miami Heat have?
Nah, I haven't, man. The way Jimmy Butler's out there playing, the way he's got those guys around him inspired, the way Coach Spoelstra coaches, you know what I mean? It's dope to see all that come together and they counted them out. You know what I'm saying? They were in the play-in tournament. They were eighth seed, but they still fighting on it and all that. So I'm wishing them the best, man. I'm excited for it.
And a win away. The Dolphins open up the year against the Chargers on September 10th. Bradley Chubb coming off a big year. He had 8 sacks last year, but that was last year. This year's coming up now. Bradley, great to have you back on the show. It's been a minute. Good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good one.
Appreciate you. You too. Have a great one. Bradley Chubb talking Dolphins football. I like the way he said, hey, it's not just the Heat, it's the Panthers, too. It's so true. It's like sweep season. Everybody on the verge of a sweep. All right, it's also smack-off season. Let me get some reaction to it. This guy writes, not even waiting for the regular season to begin before Aaron's inner diva shows up. You asked for it, New York. Mike and Wisco. Wait, what? So in case you missed it, Mike apparently did not. Mike twisted it, but he didn't miss it. So because Aaron turns an ankle in practice, a voluntary practice that he was there for, he's now a diva. Wisconsin, I thought we discussed this already. Apparently, we're going to have to keep discussing this. It's a bad look by you. It's done. It's over. The relationship ended. Man, walk out the door and don't look back. You got what you wanted. You got sick of him. He's gone. That's what you wanted. You wanted Jordan Love. Why are you still so fixated on what your ex is doing? Why do you care? Why do you care? Why does it matter to you? Worry about yourself. Worry about Jordan Love. Worry about the Packers. The hell do you care about Aaron? He's gone. Quote, not even waiting for the regular season to begin before Aaron's inner diva shows up. You asked for it, New York. Mike, you're coming off, and I say this as somebody who's a big Wisconsin guy, myself. You're coming off as somebody who would rather see Aaron lose than the Packers win. I mean that. The hell do you care? And I don't care. I don't have a dog in this fight. I like Aaron. Aaron and I have always had a great relationship. I just don't understand this obsession. He's gone. Worry about your quarterback. Worry about your team. Worry about yourselves. You're not getting over. You didn't win anything. He didn't prove you right. What, he rolled an ankle in practice? Therefore, he's a diva? Come on, man. Do better. Be better. Wisco, be better than that. It's a relationship that ran its course, all right? You worry about you. Stucknuts in. Quote, butt-hurtedness will ensue on Friday. Hashtag smack off odds. Let me ask you something, Nut. Nut, you've always been fair. You've always been fair. You're not falling prey to what's going on in the world of hot takes, Mount Rushmore, clicks, look at me, virility, going viral. You're not turning into that guy, dude. You're not going to do people dirty just to get reaction and clicks and traffic. Nut, you've never been that guy. Are you doing that? Is that why you're calling your shot? Left Laguna's in. Quote, and he's won three times, so what he thinks matters. We were rooting for the Lakers last night, so the Nuggets could have performed a gentleman's sweep. Regards, stay-at-home dads. The masters of the gentleman's sweep, the stay-at-home dads. What, the gentlemen sweep out the house, the gentlemen clean the windows, the gentlemen unload the dishwasher, the gentlemen vacuum, the gentlemen do laundry, the gentlemen take out the garbage, the gentlemen clean the cat box, the gentlemen cook and raise the kids. You mean them? The gentlemen carpool? Hey, Lev, what's wrong with being a stay-at-home dad? If the significant other is the breadwinner, who cares how they divvy it up? The responsibility, I mean. And one more as I go to break. Hey, Romy, hell yeah, I'll be watching the finals. How refreshing to watch the Joker, Murray, and Butler play their asses off. Minus the usual excuse-filled prima donnas like James, Embiid, Brown, Tatum et al. These finals may be the best thing to happen to the NBA in a long time. Bring it. Dean and Grand Junction. They're not going to be the highest-rated finals in a long time, but they will be one of the better matchups. From a basketball standpoint, it's such an awesome matchup. I love it. And yes, I'm going to assume it. The Celtics are dead. They're not coming back. If they extend it one game, we'll be very fortunate. They're dead. And finally, let's hear that V in the fee energy today. What a front runner. War the Nuggets, helping Denver sports fans forget how horrible the Rockies are. Matt in Denver. All right, let's break. What do you want to react to? Any of that. Wouldn't mind talking a little wide receiver action. Wide receivers are different. We know this. That's not breaking news, but even for now, there's some weird stuff going on. Devontae, D-Hop. You know, I'm trying to make sense of what they're saying, what they're doing, what's going on. Austin Eckler settles his situation with the Chargers, at least for the coming season. We can also get into that, too. Hit me up. Do you want to get in? John in New York got his golden ticket back.
Hey, John.
Now, he could lose it tomorrow, but he's holding on to it right now. How about you? Do you have it in you to rip one? Prove it. Show me. 1-800-636-8686. Now, one guy that talked about Aaron pulling a diva act already, ESPN reporting that Aaron is favoring his ankle during voluntary OTAs. I stress, voluntary OTAs. A guy rolling an ankle in a voluntary workout is a diva? Why? Worry about yourself. Let it go, man. Let it go. The optics are terrible. It's weak. It's just bad character.
Let it go.
She's gone. The relationship is over. Why are you still checking his or her social media? Why are you still stalking that other person? They're gone. And even more importantly, you wanted it that way. Turn the page. Walk away. Don't look back. Move on. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event starts now with savings on select PCs, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, and get details on select accessories and free shipping on everything. Save right now by calling 877-AS-DELL, 877-AS-DELL. Jamie in Green Bay wants to weigh in. I mean, are we going to have this conversation all year long about Aaron? Quote, to be clear, the only reason Wisconsin wanted Rodgers gone is because he wanted to leave. It's the old, you can't fire me, I quit, to save face. Who cares at this point? Who knows, for one thing, and who cares? More importantly, who cares? Who knows, and more importantly, who cares? Aaron would say, they didn't want me back. You would say, he didn't want to be here. That's why they didn't want him back. Who cares? It ran its course. I just know this. When you say, oh, the Diva Act has started already, I don't understand that. Explain to me how your greatest player ever went to another team and in a voluntary workout got hurt. How does that make him a diva? We must be defining diva differently. Diva. Let's look it up really quickly. What is the definition of diva? I know that it's not getting hurt in a voluntary workout. That's not what I'm looking for. Okay, diva. One who demands that attention be paid to his or her needs, especially without regard to anyone else's needs or feelings. Sounds about right. How does getting hurt in a involuntary OTA or a voluntary OTA satisfy that? I don't get it. But again, more importantly, why do you care? Why do you care? Why are you still going with he said, she said, he wanted out, he didn't want to be there? Who cares? He's gone. You have your quarterback of the future. You should be way more concerned about how Jordan Love is doing than how Aaron Rodgers is doing. Hey, Packer fan, let me say that one more time. You should be way more concerned about how Jordan Love is doing than how Aaron Rodgers is doing. That's what you should be concerned about. You shouldn't be concerned about Aaron at all. It has no impact on you. He doesn't play for you. It doesn't matter. Other than like a conditional draft pick, it doesn't matter. Turn the page. It's a bad look. Get over it. Jim Irsay's back. This is interesting. All right, so this was noteworthy because Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts, took to Twitter originally after Jim Brown passed. He paid respect to Jim Brown by coming up with his own Mount Rushmore of the top five players of all time. Jim Irsay, who has long run past Jera as the king of content, he tweeted originally, on my list of top five greatest NFL players of all time, in our 103-year history, I have the top five as, number one, Jim Brown. Number two, Tom Brady. Number three, John Elway. Number four, Deacon Jones. Hey, Alvin, where's my head slap for Deacon Jones back in the day? Number five.
Head slap.
Deke.
He's a bona fide idiot.
Bona fide idiot. Who was he talking about back in the day when he called? He called somebody a bona fide idiot.
Leon Lett's an idiot.
Who?
He's a bona fide idiot.
Oh, Leon Lett. Deke used to come on the show a lot back in the day. I'll never forget the first interview I had with Deacon Jones. It was on Talk 2 on ESPN2. Deacon rolled in. He had a cowboy hat on. He sat down. And I had never seen a guy talk more smack in my life. He was already retired. Deacon was larger than life. He was the greatest rap ever. And he had just spent some time in Canada, I think in the CFL. And I remember saying, Deacon, my man, you are, and of course I knew about Deacon and the fearsome foursome, and I'm like, Deacon, you are an absolute revelation. I'm hanging on every word. It was the most amazing interview. I wish I could find it. And he started coming on the show all the time, one of my all-time favorites. So obviously one of Jim Irsay's all-time favorites. Number one, Jim Brown. Number two, Tom Brady. Number three, John Elway. Number four, Deacon Jones. Number five, Reggie White. So Jim Irsay's top five players involved or included two quarterbacks, but not Peyton Manning. Now, if you want to put Brady on that list, I get it. He's arguably the GOAT. But you're going to put Elway ahead of Peyton Manning. Manning, the guy who built your stadium. Manning, the guy who built your legacy. I mean, even if deep down you really believe that, you don't do that. Not if you're that guy. So he took a lot of heat. Colts fans coming at him. So now he has since doubled back, and there is a new tweet at Jim Irsay. Quote, well, you have to have criteria on a top list of NFL great players when it comes to changing a franchise on and off the field. Peyton is a clear number one for his overall influence. Oh, okay. I'm sure Pinky feels much better about that.
Sad me.
If you have a criteria, dude, stick to your guns, Jim. Don't do that, man. Don't do that. Even if you stood on the tarmac next to the jet and you turned your phone around and you did a video and you spit that out, it still wouldn't work. That does not make it better. You had your top five. We know your top five. You can't chase that with, oh, wait a minute now. If we're talking about changing a franchise on and off the field, then Peyton is a clear number one. And thanks for getting him in the top five of that new criteria, Jim. Yeah, I'm sure Peyton feels much better about that. How did that guy, and I'm glad he didn't, but how did that guy not put Peyton Manning in his top five?
I don't know how to make sausage.
You just do. You just do. You wouldn't have the building. You wouldn't have any of this without him. Too much.
Omaha!
What else do we have here? Abel in the ATX. Somebody get Jimmy Smacks off a Packer fan. War Wisco on Wisco crime.
Someone call someone.
I mean, I guess they can, if you're into that, Abel. I'm going to have to hear it all summer is the problem, because I'm going back to Wisconsin soon. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so when we return. Oh, there's V. Got to get up in here, VD. Got to. Apparently he's here. He says he's here to eat Laker crow. Why do I not believe that? We'll find out. We'll find out whether or not he's going to own it or not. If you don't want to hear that call, be a better call and I'll take it instead. 1-800-636-8686. Here is your sports update. Rich Ackerman. So the money is moving back a little bit to the Celtics. It's now 1.5. Glad I locked in that 2 points earlier today. All right, so one last segment. Before I go to the phones, here's some reaction. As I mentioned, quote, let's hear that V in the fee energy today. What a front runner. Wore the Nuggets, helping Denver sports fans forget how horrible the Rockies are. I did read that. Matt in Denver. Developing story, Jim. If you're getting ready to put car flags in your windows right now, you're probably not L in the fee.
You're getting ready for work right now. Then you're getting ready for work right now.
Fran in South Carolina.
Then you're probably not Doug Collins.
All right, so we called out. Where is this guy? Where is he? Front and center when things are well. When things are good, Nowhere to be found. When his team gets swept, and here he is. We go to the fee. Metafee. V in the fee. Yo, dude, what's going on?
Oh, man, what an awesome week for me. Am I right? Lakers get swept. Awesome. I get ripped from the watch list. Tight. And LeBald is going to hold the Lakers hostage all summer with if he or won't he retire. Dope. Hey, by the way, A. Disney, did you know that the Nuggets were up 3-0 and last night was a winner go home? Or did that not cross your mind at all? Thanks for nothing again. Oh, and D'Angelo Russell, who became D'Angelo Russell Westbrook because good old D loser couldn't throw a pea in the ocean. Have fun in free agency. Later, bro. And then LeBald, playing the whole first half, which he was great, but Coach Darv lets him do whatever he wants, and what happens? He gasses out in the fourth, and he looks old and tired. Speaking of old and tired, I heard bitch in Southeast Wisco's call it yesterday, claiming I litter the jungle with all my takes. Well, Chrissy, you're the fart of the jungle. Yes, you make noise, but you stink like ass, and no one wants to be around you, especially women. And, bro, stop ending your calls with stupid-ass lies. You can win with me or watch me win. Win what? Another positive herpes test? You won nothing in this jungle, loser. So if you're going to end your calls with stupid catchphrase lies, might as well do this. It's a dynasty, clones. I lost my virginity, clones. It doesn't burn when I urinate, clones. Get the hell out of here. Hey, anyways, Romeo, congrats to your Nuggets, bro. Nuggets and Heats will be a good final. You're welcome, Adam Silver. I'm still going to watch it. Anyways, I got to get the hell out. I got to go study for my prostate exam. V in the fee. Out.
My dude. V. With that, you're back on the watch list. You did it. What a roller coaster ride it's been for this guy. And again, for the same old reason. I don't know why. It's not good. It's not smart. It makes me laugh, and it's not funny. It's just the kid's energy. V in the fee. You did it. Now, that does not put you in. You know this. You're on the watch list. You're the only guy ever to get ripped off the watch list, and now you're put back on the watch list. Not like John in New York, for instance, who was on the or had a golden ticket and then had it ripped and then got it back. You're beneath that. You're looking up at John, my guy. But you're back on the watch list. You say, what a week for me. I get ripped off the watch list. Dope. LeBald's going to hold us hostage all summer. Incredible. We get swept. Awesome. Yeah, but dude, you're back on the watch list. You were angry. You had the requisite energy. You were juvenile. You were talking about farts. But somehow you did it. Back on the watch list. V in the fee. You see, V? This is what happens when you're accountable and responsible and you own something. You might, in fact, get rewarded. And you were. All right, let's keep it going. Not a hard act to follow. Although it probably will be for this guy. One way to find out. Hey, listen, call the show. You could get through. I didn't plan on this being a call segment, but V in the fee got through it. And it was somewhat positive, so why not? Let's go to Sacramento, or in this case, Sactown. Ryan in Sactown. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Doing great, JR. Congratulations, V, being back on the watch list. But guess what, man? You still live in Riverside County. That's a win, not. Hey, Rome, wanted to let you know that Matt in L.A., Ray in S.A., and myself are hosting our second annual Clone Stock and Smack Off Watch Party in Gardena this year on the big day. All clones are welcome, excluding those from Bakersfield, Fresno, and Pomona. Yeah, Pomona. And by the way, Rome, I know I'm not able to RSVP for the big day, but it's still not too late for you to RSV me with one of those golden tickets. War. The surgeon's getting ready to replace my hip, wore the wood scopes, and wore smack off season. I'm out.
So you're going to have hip replacement surgery, Ryan. Good luck with that. I know, I mean, good luck with that. That sounds kind of painful. All right, so they're having a clone stock slash watch party. One more thing about that. If you're having a watch party, or if you're having a clone stock, or you're congregating, and it's legit, all right? I don't want to endorse any behavior that's not responsible and have my name attached to it. I can't do that. If it's a legitimate gathering, and how do I know that it ever will be? If it's a legitimate establishment that is inviting people in and throwing the show up on their televisions, I can get behind that. Just submit it and let us know. There are certain bars and or restaurants that do it every single year because people want to come together and they want to watch it together. They want to score it together. They want to experience it together. It's fun. It's fun. Others like to take it in their own backyard. It's entirely up to you. However, come June 30th, if you are a bar owner, tavern owner, restaurant owner, if you're trying to get clones in to watch the show in your establishment, reach out to either myself or Tommy. Let us know, and we'll scout it out. If it's legit, we will promote it. We will help you. I can get behind that. Should we go to the phones? Let's go to Maine. Stephanie in Maine. Good to have you, Stephanie. How are you?
Hey, Rom. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. But guess what? I think you're right. It stinks, but I think the Celtics are just not going to happen. They're not going to make it.
Are you a Celtic fan?
I sure am.
Are you so upset?
Grew up in the Boston vicinity, so yep.
So, like,
it's,
what's
really
what,
stinks,
Stephanie? Really quick, what do
it
you
is
make?
What, it is.
What has happened to this team? How did they come off the rails the way they have? Where is their identity? Why aren't they playing defense? What happened to that team?
I don't know. They just something. They're I don't know, scared of heights. They can't, you know, they can't jump up over. You know, I mean, Murray's great. You know, they just can't close.
I think you're right. I think they're scared of heights. All right. War Lady Clone, Stephanie. Stephanie's a Celtics fan. Staying in Rome. They're going down. They're going down tonight. I think they're going to win tonight. I think they're going to win tonight, which is why I bet them tonight. Plus two. The big head, James Kelly, disagreed with me. Hey, listen, I would not be surprised if they got beat tonight. They're not giving me any indication that they're ready to play, or they're tough enough, or they defend well enough, or they're disciplined enough. And they certainly are not ready for that stage. They're getting beat by a team that has a standard and a culture and a toughness and an identity. Oh, and Jimmy Butler. They have that too. But you know what? You got your two stars. You're more talented. There's no way the Celtics should be in the position they're in right now. Yeah, maybe Miami's not your proverbial eight, but there's no way Boston should be where they are right now. In terms of an explanation, them being scared of heights, I think is the best one I've heard yet. What is it? We have no identity. Yeah, maybe. We don't play defense very well. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, they're scared of heights. No, that's it. That's it.
I don't know. Scared of heights?
They're scared of heights. She's right. Good job, Stephanie. That's exactly what it is. Your guys are scared of heights. Oh, and you're not well coached. And you're not prepared. And you don't deal with adversity at all. And the second you ran to a team that was tougher than you and more disciplined than you, you folded. But you're scared of heights. War Lady Clones.
I don't know. Scared of heights?
That's the best answer I've heard yet.
War Lady Clones.
And you got a head coach who got extended a couple of months ago who looks like he's in way over his head. Every time he's asked post-game in a loss, what happened? We let go of the rope. Why did you let go of the rope? I don't know. Hey, coach, what happened? I don't know. Well, what do you think it is? We're scared of heights? Hey, Coach, what happened to Jason Tatum?
Scared of heights?
Like, he all of a sudden forgot who he played for, started throwing the ball to the other team, and couldn't make a shot. What happened to Tatum? Scared of heights? Hey, why are you guys shooting, like, 25% from beyond the arc? Oh, that one I do know. We're scared of heights.
scared of heights.
Hey, Coach, why is it that Jimmy Butler is having his way with you? In fact, why is it that all those anonymous, random Heat players who went undrafted are doing whatever the hell they want against you? Because we're scared of heights?
Scared of heights?
She's the only Celtic fan making sense right now. Best answer yet. All right, so we're in Smack-Off season. Officially, that was your refresher that you heard. I think we may try and get a profile in tomorrow. Our first profile of Smack-Off season. Make sure you look for that. Huge call brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices, and their excellent customer service. From the professional parts people you know you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. My thanks to Alex Cora, manager of the Red Sox. So, some positive Boston news there. Bradley Chubb, linebacker for the Dolphins. XR4TI coming through big. Clones, now is the time to step up on the phones. It is Smack-Off season.
Step your game up.
John got back in. V got back in, sort of. See you tomorrow. We're out.